Blog Talk Radio.
Entertainment needs, everything from TV to cell phones and everything in between. I am one of your hosts, the Bishop Eddie Kane. We also have our lovely co-host, the Extreme Angel. Say hello.
Hello.
And hello. One of our other co-hosts will JT, the Black GOP, will be joining us a little later on in the show. But for right now, you have us. We're gonna keep this party rolling. So go on ahead, pull up your seats, put your feet up, grab your little drink. Welcome to the hangout. So hopefully today we want to take a second just to first acknowledge that it is indeed Martin Luther King Jr. Day, you know, birthday, and reverence him for all that he did during the Civil Rights Movement. He was one of the pioneers for the Civil Rights Movement. And just to just reverence him for everything that he did and in that fight for us to have equality, for all people to be equal and be treated equal, as it was stated in the Constitution. So we want to just acknowledge him, acknowledge his family, and just take a time out to just say thank you, Dr. King, for all that you did, all the work that you put in, and for the tireless effort and fight that you put forth.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, how's everyone's week been? Everyone's been good?
Everything's been good for me. Everything's been good. I had the basketball practice earlier. Kind of twisted my ankle, but other than that, I'm good. How about yourself?
I also stopped by New York and decided to freeze over my neighborhood. I was skating home on the sidewalk.
You were skating home?
I was skating home. I looked like a confused penguin on the sidewalk of New York, trying not to bust my ass, which failed because I did. I busted my ass in the middle of the street, and I felt like Frogger for a minute, and I was just waiting for a car to come near me. Thank God it didn't. But now I have the repercussions, and my back hurts, my butt hurts, and I'm not a happy camper.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, that was my day.
Well, at least you just really, really hurt yourself. You're not good. You know, you can go take you a hot bath and just relax all your muscles there. You'd be good.
I had a bottle of wine. Does that count?
We're going to let it count today. We're going to let it count today.
Okay, because I needed it. It doesn't mean I'm an alcoholic or anything. I needed the bottle of wine. It just made me happy, okay?
Hey, what is that?
The new games that came out, the new free games that came out for the Xbox One and 360. That made me happy today.
So since you mentioned that,
very happy.
We're gonna use that to kick the show off. Nice segue, by the way. So why don't you give us a heads up of what is the list of the free games that dropped for the systems this month?
Okay. Well, since you asked, actually, Xbox decided to release three games this month. And I think I'm only familiar with one of them. I haven't really heard of the others. But I know the others are throwbacks, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. We have Dark Dreams Don't Die, which is also known as D4, which came out for the Xbox One. We also have, but that's only available from, actually, no, I think that's available the whole month. And then we have MX versus ATV Alive, which is only available from the 1st to the 15th. That's like racing with the ATVs and motorbikes. Those used to be very, very popular back then, you know, when we were younger. We also have, I think it was called The Witches 2. Yes, The Witcher 2, which is Assassins of the King. Again, all these games are free. This is only for the Xbox. PlayStation games, I'll bring them up shortly. But again, these games are all free. All you need is an Xbox Live or what's that called for PlayStation? A PlayStation Network?
Yeah.
Okay, so all you need is a PlayStation Network ID, a PlayStation ID, or an Xbox Live account in order to get these games. And some of them are worth it, like the other, you know, back then. We had Halo that came out. We had SSX. That came out. We had Dark Souls, I believe, that came out. So it's really, really good. But
Captain, one too. I'm not sure if I jumped in a little too late or soon, or how's everybody doing?
Yeah, I'm good, man. How about you, sir? How you doing?
Sorry about that. I'm doing pretty good. It's about 3.0. Show your ripper! And I just caught Jillian. Gotta have a calling card.
He went
That's
there.
Fun.
He went all
yeah,
the way there.
He definitely went there. I guess that's your calling card, huh?
Yeah, just for tonight. I'm still getting it refined, you know.
Well, let's give everyone the good news. Rob is officially a new member of the Hangout crew. It's official.
Yes.
We signed the papers today. He's adopted.
Round of applause.
We adopted him.
Thank you all.
Can we change your name to like Sparky or Pookie?
No. Because I do not Spark.
We're going to have to do for you what they did for me, and that is come up with a poll for a stage name for you.
I got my stage name.
What's your stage name?
Robert Tron 3.0.
We're going to keep that in mind. We're going to keep that there. Mr. Tron 3.0. I'm just going to call you 3.0.
Oh, okay. We actually have someone else on the line who is another part of this amazing family of... We're a quad now. Can we call ourselves a quad?
We can't call ourselves a quad.
You're going to call us a chicken
top? Okay, well, here is... No. Here is the fourth. Okay, you know what? Here is the person that makes us the quad. He is here. Percy is a very good guy. Everyone knows him. Everyone loves him. He's just like, I don't know what you call it. He's like, he's just so full of energy. He's a ball of energy. You just want to smack him. He's just so funny. Anyways, here's JT. JT, how are you doing today? Welcome back. I cannot see. Are you there? Can you hear me?
I am here. I'm here. I'm looking live. I'm feeling fabulous, and I'm glad to hear that I'm a ball of energy because, you know, if it's one thing I resemble, it's something that needs to be smacked. But unlike, you know, a pair of cheeks, I do not wiggle after being smacked, though, you know? And depending
on
who smacks me, I don't smack back. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, you know? I'm glad to be here, everyone.
You know, I'm glad that you appreciate my entrance because I worked really hard on it. I really did.
I love it. And let me tell you, I get smacked pretty often. It's usually in, you know, a bar after I've had a couple of drinks and I say something really ignorant, and it's not nerd stuff related, so we'll just move on.
I'm just saying, I worked really hard. It was from the bottom of my heart, and I hope you appreciate it. I don't know if I can do it again.
It was good. It was a great introduction. He is definitely a ball of energy.
Yes, and I was just telling JT, I was telling everyone that we just adopted Rob, and he won't let me change his name to Pookie, and I'm upset.
Oh, no Jersey Shore names, no Sparky, no Bolt, none of that. I prefer a name of dominance.
We're going to stick with what you said, and that is Robtron 3.0. We're going to stick with that. We're going to rock with that. I just need, since we adopted you, the Social Security number so I can put it on my W-2 so I can at least get some money from you. Only point. It's tax season. I just want to get a return. You know what I'm saying? So I need the Social Security number.
He brought up taxes. I'm done.
My Social Security number is actually written in the Cybertron language, so you're going to need a decoder.
Oh, God. He said, you know what?
Oh,
do we need like a codex? Do we need a codex to save the humankind and stuff because of this? I feel like
that
we need
a
codex.
That only works for Krypton. That's just Krypton.
What makes you think we're not from Krypton? Just because we live on this planet don't mean we're not from Krypton. You don't know.
Y'all from Krypton. I'm from Cybertron.
Oh, wait. Krypton the planet. I thought that was a plant that I used to be able to get in Southeast D.C. You said that was Kryptonite. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Krypton. I'm sorry. My bad, guys.
You got a crit walk there.
Well, for the record, I just want to put it out there that I'm just half saying, so I'm not from Krypton at all.
All right. We can do that.
Yeah. You know what? You know what? Okay, fine. I'm just from a galaxy far, far away. And I just went there.
So,
not going to tell you what galaxy. I'm just from a galaxy from far, far away.
Gotcha.
So did you fellas hear about the list of games that she called out that are free for Xbox this particular month?
For myself or?
Just overall. Like, did you guys hear when Jillian gave the list of the games? Okay. So, Julian, tell us what new games or what games are free this month for those that have a PlayStation 3 or possibly a PlayStation 4.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So, for PlayStation, as I'm reading, they have the free game for PSN is none other than 10 Telltale's Back to the Future. It's a full series. All of the episodes are clean. Adventure games are available to download starting January 3rd. So they are available. I'm assuming it's a big game. I do not. I have a PlayStation. I'm not always on it. But it's Swords and Swords and Soldiers. It's like a cute little game. I'm looking at the picture of it now, and it kind of looks like the minted Sesame Street characters. A little bit. But They also have, look at this. Actually, they have a free PlayStation 1 classic. Siphon Filter game. Siphon Filter 1 and 2 and 3 will be available for the entire month. So,
part 2 is pretty awesome.
Part 1, 2, and 3 are also available. They will be free until January 31st. You have until the end of the month to download these games if you want them. If you do not download them now, you will have to pay the full price, and then that sucks for you because you're slow. No, just kidding. But if you want these games, you should hurry up and download them. They're a limited time. Have fun. Have at it. Say
you know, and you know what's tough? What's tough with these companies, a lot of this is backhanded apologizing for them, you know, their security being so weak and them being hacked. So that's one thing. It's like, hey, we were hacked, and a bunch of people get nervous that their information's out there. So people kind of gravitate away from being online. And they're like, hey, we got these free games for these networks that we want you to pay for anyway. And Frank Bontos is a great game, and some of the other games are great games too. But what I want to know is, why are they holding up all of the classics that they could already have out there for free? Another thing, all at one time. You know what I mean? But we all have games we've logged online, and we're like, okay, well, where is this? Where's Crash Bandicoot 3? Where's that Metal Gear Solid 1? Where are these certain games at that you're holding on to? And we get kind of an off-brand game, or kind of like how Sony has the Japanese section, and it is the worst section of Japanese games ever. You know what I mean?
It's like,
are they trying to filter us as gamers into buying the current up-to-date, withholding some of the very, very great classics? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I personally agree with you. I think that's what they're doing. I mean, if you go back, especially during the 90s, where a lot of great games came out, we had a lot of fun playing. Whether you had a Genesis, or you had a Super Nintendo, or in the early 2000s when the first Xbox and the first PlayStation and all that type of stuff.
Speaking of Nintendo, breaking news. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention. Nintendo has released two brand new 3DS XLs. One for the long-awaited Majora's Mask, and the second one for the long-awaited Monster Hunter 4, which is coming out, I believe, in March or April. Both of these are now available to be reserved. We have Monster Hunter 4 3D XL, which comes with, it's a little pricey, it's $229 to reserve, but what's great about this one, it has the dual stick. You know how, have you ever, any of you played Monster Hunter?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Monster Hunter, you know how, like, the camera is always one analog stick, and the movement was always another. And you would need to buy a Circle Pad Pro for your 3DS in order to move it around. Now, the most captivating thing, I think Nintendo's coming with, like, a real quiet, silent ninja attack, because everyone's been waiting for Majora's Mask from Zelda to come out for God knows how long. And it's finally being remastered. It's finally being made for the 3D XL, and it's coming with its own device, which is gold with Majora's Mask on the cover. And for Monster Hunter, the 3DS is being custom made to have both circle pads on the system itself, so you don't need to pay extra money for that extra piece. And it comes with the game, both available for reserves. I cannot wait. I'm uber excited. I'm done, I think. Don't judge me.
Not judging at all. I'm just saying that definitely covers some of the new exclusive content between both the Microsoft regime and the Sony regime. They've definitely gone through their fair share of turmoils and compensation for their gaming community. And, I got to say, between most of the things that's in this latest edition of Game Informer, the only thing that caught my attention was Resident Evil HD Remastered, remake of the first original.
Mm.
I'm scared.
Can they change controls to where up means up and down means down? That's all I ever wanted from the first Resident Evil. That's all I've ever wanted from the first Resident Evil. That's all. Come on, guys. I hope they've done it by now. I know they did it in two and on. Was it two or after three? I don't know. They did it later in the series. But the first thing, the goddamn dogs, and the dogs are fast as hell. The dogs are like five times faster than the character. And the dogs, and these aren't regular humans. They're stars. They're the elite of the elite, of the elite, of the zombie fighting elite, for Christ's sake. So these dogs come crashing through the window, and they're running down the hallways, and you want to push down because the dog is coming down, and you push down, and the bitch points up. She points up every time. If they haven't changed that, I don't care how pretty it looks. I need this down to mean down. Please, somebody, God, help me. Capcom, if you're listening, down should mean down. Sorry.
First of all, it wouldn't be a Capcom game if they made it easy for you.
Huh?
Just saying.
That is true about
it. Wouldn't be a Capcom game if it made it easy for you.
Well, you got fundamental gaming controls that should be pretty universal. I mean, how could they get it wrong in Resident Evil but right in the Devil May Cry series? I mean, it's like maybe different developer, different team, but still Capcom. So they need to maintain, they should have maintained the standard all across the board. Something as basic as down being, the controls being upverted for the directional, that clearly makes no sense.
And I kind of get it for, you know, aerial games where that's actually how aerial controls work. You know what I mean? And, you know, in aerial vehicles. But I don't know. And a lot of people looking like I was crazy, like, Jason, this shouldn't be a problem for you. But I'm like, hey, you know, it just is, okay? It is. I'm a simple guy. It's a problem. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a great release. I would like them to speed the engine up a little bit. And I would also like for them to change, because we all had that little Asian friend. And you know, the Asian friends rock. They could run through Resident Evil without having to kill almost anything and beat it in, like, what was it, under an hour? What was that if you really wanted to? And I didn't know.
Yeah,
that
like four.
You could just run through it and beat it without even having to kill anything. And you know, I like them to take that away, you know, from some of the cheaters back in the day. I don't think they should be able to pass that secret on. I think they should make it to where, you know, maybe you can't run out of this room, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can't. You know, maybe you can't run away from this dog. Maybe you can't, you know, slip into that extra room. Maybe now, because, you know, our gaming generation today is so spoon-fed, and we like to hide around the corner and get our life back for doing nothing, even though that's not a Resident Evil thing, but that's how the gamers of today are. Maybe, you know, you can't run out of these rooms anymore, and you got to deal with it. And if you got to start the game over, so what? That's what we all had to do coming up, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that's a valid point. I mean, it should be an up of the standards, because there definitely have been some pretty big freebies for the next generation of gamers. It's always the flashier graphics, shorter replay value until you download the new, you know, package or whatever, if they even get one. If you take a game like Bayonetta, which had the developer from Devil May Cry 1 and 3, which were two of the hardest Devil May Cries.
Yep.
He made Bayonetta for PlayStation 3. And all of that game's secrets did not require a single download whatsoever. Everything you could either earn or once you had enough rings, hint, because it was Sega, you know, Sonic rings. If you had enough rings, you could buy. But then, you know, a game like that goes
totally,
to the Wii.
Totally understandable.
It is. Well, now we're going to switch it up, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to talk about some movies.
Oh, yeah.
What we're going to bring up is our very own Dolce Diva. She posted something in the Hangout forum. And for those that are listening, for our listeners, if you want to keep up with what we're talking about on the show, you can look us up on Facebook at TOS. At TSOTS presents the Hangout. Click join. You know, of course, one of our lovely admins will accept you, and you can keep up with what we're talking about.
on the show. I want to talk about Kristen Stewart wants to join the Marvel franchise.
I will hunt her down. I will hunt her down, and I will make her lick my shoe. No.
That is one surefire way to say no. Oh, you will hunt her down and make her lick your shoe. Yeah.
No. I'm sorry. Have you ever heard? No. It's just no. No, I'm against it. No.
I can't think of anything else she's done outside of the Twilight Saga, and I barely made it through the first movie. I know it's bad, but I can't think of anything else she has contributed to Hollywood or anything to make herself known.
She will always the only movie she was ever good in was Panic Room, and she was 12 years old, and she looked like a boy.
Wow.
Only move she was ever good in. That was with Forest Whitaker and Jodie Foster.
Yep, Jodie Foster.
Was that that movie was awesome. I love that movie. The only movie she was ever good in. From now on, every time she's ever in a film in the future, she will always be Bella Swan in an armor suit, or Bella Swan dead, or Bella Swan is shooting a gun. She's not going to be Kristen Stewart anymore. She's Bella Swan in a costume.
Yeah, that's not going to fly. Right. Just by you mentioning the Panic Room, I think about Forrest Whitaker in a room with Jodie Foster already traumatized from the many Hannibal movies, or at least Silence of the Lambs. And, yeah, Kristen Stewart must have been in the Panic Room for real, because when she looks at Ghost Dog to the left and flashbacks of Jodie Foster taking a Hannibal to the right. Yeah. Haven't seen it. I'm just saying that she can't do anything else outside of that. No
yeah,
moment for her.
I'm sorry.
No, you got it.
I would say, you know what? Here's one thing that Marvel has done for me. I'd be willing to open it up to anybody to see at least what they can do, because Marvel... A lot of their actors, you know, and I'm not sure if a lot of these people are well-known. I know, for me, a good majority of them, I don't recognize them from, you know, another movie or another franchise until Rob Tron, Intergalactic 5300, Andre 3.2, talks to me about him. And you know, he'll say, remember this person from this movie, you know, from XYZ. I'm like, okay, I remember him. But a lot of people don't really explode until they get that big budget Marvel opportunity. So I kind of, you know, for example, I mean, I know, and I might take a lot of heat for this, I was not the biggest Edward Norton fan, and even though that wasn't under the Marvel umbrella, I wasn't the biggest Mark Ruffalo fan. You know what I mean? I wasn't the biggest fan of the guy who's playing Thor, forgive me for not knowing his name, but the guy who's playing Captain America, all these guys are killing the game right now. I mean, killing it. When I heard Vin Diesel, and you guys know how I roll with Vin Diesel, when I heard he was going to do the voice of Groot, I almost threw up. I almost wrote off Guardians of the Galaxy, but then here it is, and he's one of the best characters or a good part of the best package that was that movie. So I'm willing to give anybody a pass and see him on screen. You know, again, even this young lady we're talking about, I wouldn't trust her.
It's bad that when JT can't even say her name. That's a bad thing.
We don't know who she is.
That is bad. That's bad. That is bad. That is really bad.
We don't know who she is.
But...
Okay. moving on.
Just a heads up, JT. She's the one that kisses the sparkly vampire and has his baby.
Alright, well I'm stuck on my benefit of the doubt, but that's a lot of doubt, but I'm Jesus. Okay.
I just
you know the sparkly vampire, the one that they put glue and they just threw him in glitter and called it a day.
Wow.
I swear throughout the whole movie I think in order for him to have that depressed look, someone must have been holding his balls throughout all four films.
That's
it was just squeezing
just,
them every time.
That's just wrong. That's just wrong. That is just really wrong.
But it makes sense.
That is just wrong. Okay, so.
I can't speak on that guy's acting career.
I mean, I don't see him acting anything outside of, you know, Twilight, so.
He was in Harry Potter.
Let's see. Also, we have where that was posted in the group about they want to get rid of Scarlett Johansson playing the female lead in Ghost in the Shell for whitewashing.
For who?
Whitewashing.
What? Oh, my gosh. Really? So, I mean, they don't have anyone in mind to really replace Scarlett Johansson. Is that what they're... Well, you see that right there. And I try to keep up with a lot of groups, and people complain because maybe there's an American actor in the role of a Japanese film or Japanese animated film, manga, or cinema. But if you give a person an opportunity to maybe do somewhat good, granted, Charlize Theron in Aeon Flux probably came out in the wrong time during that whole kind of Matrix era, and they end up making that movie more like the Matrix than anything else. But still, you know, opportunity, as JT had just mentioned, you know, given the correct director, because as we well know, Luc Besson, he can do some work with just about any actor. He put Mila Jovovich on the map. Lucy was okay to some people, but, you know, she's open to opportunity. She's already built a foundation with the Avengers. People know her for that. They know she can kick butt. I have heard that the actress in the Japanese actress in Pacific Rim, who paired up with the main guy from Sons of Anarchy, they're thinking that maybe she should play as the major in Ghost in the Shell, which that would be a decent trade-off, but still, we haven't even seen the movie yet.
True.
I think it is, I think if she was already, you know, cast for the movie, she's already, you know, she's already put it down, and she's already earned her keep as a breakout action superstar. I think it should be a classic, you know, it should be considered a classic case of blatant racism, or as some people want to call it, reverse racism. And, you know, that goes down to whoever you talk to about the situation.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about great female action superstar, for example, she's another one that I doubted in the beginning, you know. But she has been killing the game, movie after movie after movie. Whose heart didn't jump when she dropped out the plane in that Avengers trailer on the motorcycle? Who wants to know where she's going, who she's going to fight, whose ass is she going to kick? You know, again, I'm just saying, if there's anybody that I can think of, and sure, they can stick, you know, your average Lucy Liu or someone else in there in the Ghost in the Shell position, and it'll be a great Japanese hit. But at the end of the day, we're trying to cross things over and get the Japanese culture into America. And unfortunately, Cleopatra, some movies to get that culture in there and break in, they have to do a little bit of whitewashing. It's something, you know, other cultures have been victims of in the past. It's just the way America works. And it's kind of like the way American actors, you know, feel about some of these English and British actors. It's kind of the same way that rock and roll bands felt about the Beatles and all these other bands that came over from across seas. Listen, I say if you got the talent, you got the talent. And again, sometimes that's the way to break things through. Maybe they can do Ghost in the Shell too, with, you know, the girl from the audition or somebody else, you know, the cool Japanese chick. I just think, you know, if you don't give Scarlett Johansson a chance to, and also, if you don't give her a chance to get our crowd into Japanese culture, you know, maybe that's the other thing missing from the spectrum. So it could be a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, cross-promotion.
Well, while we're on the subject of Marvel, I know majority of us that are wrestling fans, if none of you have heard, they have picked another wrestler to play the iconic voices of the Hulk for a new hyper reality tour that's happening in the Marvel Experience. And I don't know how I feel about this. I'm gonna give you guys his name in a minute. I don't know how
I feel about this. Real quick, guys. This sucks. I do have to run. I'll be back full time next week, ready to kick some ass. I love being on. It's killing me that I gotta go, but I do gotta go. Love you guys to death. Love all the listeners to death. I will talk to you guys next time. Thanks for having me on, everyone.
All right.
Bye, JD.
Alright, bye. So, do they mention who this wrestler is?
Okay, so the wrestler who is now going to voice the Hulk in the new Hyper Reality Tour for the Marvel Experience is none other than your 13-time world champion, Triple H.
Oh, God. He can stay away. I can see it now. It's all about the Hulk. I know you're playing.
Anyway, it goes. The attraction, which is, it just started, invites visitors to train and join up with heroes like Iron Man, the Hulk, Spider-Man, whatever. To save the planet from the evil organization known as Hydra.
Of course. They're always around.
Oh, Hydra is everywhere.
Yeah. It's true. That sounds like fun, because I know Stephanie McMahon, she's going to be on maternity leave pretty soon. So Triple H, you know, he's always going to be in the game.
Obviously, he's doing this now. I mean, it's not like we're going to be able to hear it because we live on the other side of the country, but I think this is in, I don't know where this interactive adventure is going. Most likely it's going to be in California, so I don't know. We'll see.
We will see indeed.
Has anyone caught a glimpse of the 2:51 second preview from J-Rock Radio as Japan Media called Battleship Yamamoto?
I can honestly say I have not.
Well, it's from the same developers of the live-action Gantz movie, and I believe Death Note as well. And if you're interested in a Japanese live-action kind of like a Battlestar Galactica. That's the best way I could kind of define it, with the manga, dramatic acting, and so on and so forth. It looks really good, very well done. People die, no doubt. And definitely, it looks quite promising.
I'm going to check that out. Moving into the TV portion of the show, we all know Lifetime aired the Whitney Houston biopic this past weekend. Yaya, I believe her last name is DeGroat, starred as Whitney Houston. Angela Bassett directed this movie. I don't know if either of you got a chance to see it. I read a few of the reviews about it. I saw it. I watched it. It was definitely better than the Aaliyah biopic that Wendy Williams directed and produced and all type of stuff, but I still feel like they left a huge part of Whitney's life out, like just from where they started it from. But it seemed like they were more centered and focused on, like, her relationship with Bobby Brown more so than her actual life. And
that's I totally agree. I've only saw bits and pieces of it because as I was working and I'm either at work or I'm either sleeping. But I did hear if you could, I don't know if you agree with this or not, but I did hear that they made Whitney as a character appear weak when it came to Bobby Brown.
Yeah, they did.
You know, they made her seem
yeah.
They made her seem like weak and just not strong enough to be on her own. And I, you know, see, growing up with listening to her music, she never felt like it's not like I know the woman personally, but she never felt weak. She never felt like she wasn't independent. She felt like she, with her words and her music, regardless of what type of shady history she had, she was always strong in her own character. And I felt that the movie missed that part of it. But in comparison to Wendy Williams' Aaliyah, I think Angela Bassett did an amazing job. She outdone herself. And
I totally agree with you. I think Angela Bassett, she did a way better job compared to what Wendy Williams did. I just wish that she had maybe went back a little further. But from my understanding, she didn't, just like Wendy Williams didn't have permission from Aaliyah's family, like they wouldn't sign off on it. Neither did Whitney Houston's family, from my understanding, from what I've read, that they wouldn't give her permission to do it or whatever the case may be. And it felt like she pretty much played on the friendship that she had with Whitney Houston.
Yeah. I mean, it, like I said, it seemed like, for what it was worth, it was a good film. From what I've seen, from the bits and pieces that I've seen, it was a good film. It's a lot better than Aaliyah's. I mean,
I would definitely watch it again. Compared to that Liam, I don't ever want to see that again. Ever. I don't care. I don't care. In fact, I don't ever want to see that again. If I had to be tortured to have to drink a full 8 ounce glass of salt or watch that movie, give me that glass of salt.
Oh my God, at least have tequila on the side before you just down the salt. Jeez.
You know, that reminds me of another movie based on a musician, James Brown. I was really surprised that that ended up being an independent film as opposed to a really big blockbuster on the level of, like, let's say, Ray, when Jamie Foxx played that role. But who knows? I guess we get what we get. Also on TV, I hear they are good.
No, go ahead.
On TV, I hear, The Flash is rolling out a new set of villains for the next several weeks. Reverse Flash identity possibly being revealed. They already renewed it for a second season. Also, who was it? Danny DeVito. You mentioned someone posted an article in the Hangout that Danny DeVito, He praised the actor who played the role of the Penguin because Danny DeVito was. Mhm. Yeah, and it looks like the Penguin in Gotham, from what I've seen, he's really kind of like the star of the show.
Uh-huh.
Well, I can't comment on that because I have not watched a single episode of Gotham.
What?
I'm sorry. I'm a Marvel fan all the way, so I don't really care for any. I don't care for anything DC.
Okay, you know what need to do. Okay, so you mean to tell me, growing up, you never watched Michael Keaton play Batman?
I saw the movie. It didn't make me a fan. I saw the movie.
It was a high honor
I'm not
respect
a DC
reading.
Fan.
No, we're not friends anymore. There's no reason to apologize because, I mean, in my opinion, Gotham is just another mob series to me. There's no Batman. He's sitting back playing catch and grab with Selina Kyle, who's like 13 years old. And,
okay, you know what? This is pre-Batman. This is pre-everything. I think everyone needs to give this a look from a non-DC, where's Batman's perspective to this is pre. This is when they were kids. You know, this no one realized how much
there's
the Penguin looked the same as Danny DeVito. Can someone explain to me why Danny DeVito and the Penguin look alike? No.
They
both have the same face.
I'm gonna say good costume work. That's all I can say. Good makeup artist. I don't know.
Like me personally, because Gotham is a part of the DC universe, whether it's pre, post, after, Doom, Flashpoint, whichever multiverse they're going through, Gotham is part of the DC universe. Unfortunately, it's not part of the DC cinematic universe, but, you know, they don't connect. And with that being said, whoever's keeping an eye out on the switchboard, I've just been text and asked for a special question since we are talking about Gotham. There is a person by the name of Compound Fracture / Philip on the line, or Dr. Philo Mack on the line. If possible,
I just saw it. Hold on. And they should be on now. Hello?
I'm right here. Oh,
Welcome to the show, sir. Welcome to the show.
Come on, man. I don't know what's going on there.
I was trying to get to the point, man. Hey, look. I hear you guys talking Batman shit. I mean, I like to be your Batman aficionado. When we're talking about Michael Keaton's Batman, anyone who hasn't seen 1989's Michael Keaton's Batman or Batman Returns should, like, smack themselves upside the head because that was actually the first adaptation of Batman since the 60s. To actually get some kind of a view or a nomination from anybody. You know, the last Batman movie was garbage. I'm just trying to
get... Was that Dark Knight Rises?
Yes, that's that Batman movie that I passed out. Philo Mack passed out over Justin Cases and the Assassin's House. We were going to go see it. They got there before me. I passed out, got there later. And the Assassin... whose eyes were bloody.
No. It's Robert Tron.
Oh, Robert Tron's eyes were, like, malfunctioning. He had oil and blood leaking out of his eyes while he leaving. He was leaving out of the movie theater. This is a true story. I passed out, got on the bus, got down to the movie theater because we were drinking big vodka shots, okay? When I walk in and purchase my ticket, Robert Tron's walking out holding his optics, which are sparking and spitting oil. He literally said, there were sparks, sir. You said, I can't watch this. My optics are melting. I called Ratchet.
That was a literal term.
Ratchet. I had to call Ratchet. He space bridged in. We repaired Robotron. And then we went into the disgustingness that is The Dark Knight Rises and watched the rest of that crap. I had to save his life.
I don't know about that. I'm self-reparable, sir. But thank you for that grand story. Nonetheless, Dark Knight Rises was pretty painful.
It is the truth, yes. This gentleman was actually leaving after paying money for his ticket, and we watched that crap. The problem with Batman right now is they can go nowhere with him. I was recently told somewhere, I won't say where, I'm in a contest, and I wanted to use this person who is like anyone who knows me knows I love some Batman. I was told that I could not Batman could not represent me in this contest because of popularity issues, which I'm okay with.
Well, we know where that is in another universe somewhere, that it has like these galactic Infinity admins, and yeah, they
not
can stay
the
in that other universe.
I mean,
we have hit the 10-minute mark of the show.
Correct.
And I wanted to touch on this, our very own poetry. Posted up a story with a link about a new fully customizable at that phone that I want to bring it up to the top for those that are.
I have a question about the telephone. Is it made by the company that made 1-to-1? Because this is another really good cell phone company that they only release phones limitedly. They're on par with, I guess, whatever the top of the line Samsung or top of the line iPhone is. They literally cut off people for purchasing their phones because they personally make these phones for you. Called 1-to-1. Is it made by the company that's doing that?
I don't know. I just popped that particular article or post at the top of the forum page. And I do know it's called Google's Project Aura phone. So you could could check it out. It's really customizable, fully customizable, as our own poetry says.
That sounds pretty good.
I'm gonna put in my 2 cents. I did look at this video. It looks like an amazing phone. However, my issue is pricing. Depending, like,
what's the
name
of the phone again?
Screen, like the it's called Project Aura, ARA. It's a Google phone. I'm assuming. My thing is, what are you being given in the initial package? Are you being given slots already? Are you just given one main slot and the rest you have to continually purchase to fill? And does that replace apps?
Well, I'm sure as businesses do, especially with creating phones, the more customizable you make it, the more expensive the parts are, especially external memory, whether you want it to be detachable or not. That's definitely going to play a factor in it, no question about it. That's just how they do it.
I'm actually looking at it now. MDK Project Aura. There are like a couple of sites on this.
Sounds like a good option.
I mean, who wouldn't want to really design their own smartphone? Because as we look at our communication devices take the quantum leap, I would say, into the next gen. With the smart glass that doesn't break and the retina scans and the fingerprint scanning, and even with Apple going to a slow-mo motion, like things that you would really have to pay a lot of money for, or you would have to buy an extra accessory for, or being accessible. Like, you have to understand our cell phones are becoming more of an extension of our technology than us. We're going into gaming. We're going...
No, I'm sorry. I was actually just looking at it, and they're releasing the phone in Puerto Rico only.
Right now. That's one of those right now moves that, you know, they're going to go in Puerto Rico. That's America. You might as well just say that's America, because this is American territory. They'll release it there, and it'll probably blow up and go crazy, and we'll have it here by Christmas.
Listen. They're saying that the estimated cost of the phone is based on the modules that you choose. So basically, depending on the little slot that you pick.
I'm looking at that.
Done.
Wow. So what it's saying is there's a module for a picture. There's a module for memory. I'm looking at just the module. It's 1, 2, 3, it's 6, 7, 8. There's like 9 modules in this person's hand. There's one for a phone. Looks like there's one for memory, there's one for this. I mean, if you can make this phone out to be what you want it to be, it'll, wow. Oh, my God. Like, I'm looking at someone has, like, 5 memory slots, looking at, like, 300 gigs, a terabyte in your phone.
Just remember, Compound, that's a Google phone.
You know, I'd rather, I might go with that Google phone over that iPhone any day.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
praise the Lord.
The iPhone
praise
is that
the Lord.
That look, that iPhone, okay, look. Look, I grew up as an Apple.
She was waiting on that.
Kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and my dad specifically went to Giant so that we can get the Apple 2GS thing so that we can have Apples in our school. Apples are fine. Apples are good for multimedia. Apple is fine. But when Apple starts to take over and dominate everything, like, you know, I really liked being able to download music that was good and that had the good quality. And even if it was free or not, I like being able to do that. What do you get with iTunes? You get whatever crappy-ass recording
taxes
they get. Can you say that again with Obama at the end of that?
Oh, hold on, relax,
what?
Man. You made your point in this round. No, we got like what 4 minutes left.
Of course, Rob wants to rush off the air because.
Yeah, we'll get to that next week. We'll get to that next week.
Obama tax. Hey, Compound Fashion brings the Obama tax.
Hold on, man. Apple's still the greatest. We'll get to that next week. All right, Eddie, you can go ahead and. Lead us off.
Yeah, we are. Once again, we just want to say thank you to all of our listeners and supporters of everything that is TSOTS. You know, we appreciate you for those that support every show, those that have their favorite shows. We thank you. Want to make aware of the simple fact that this January is Cervical Health Awareness Month. Ladies, go get those checkups. Check out. There's nothing wrong with wanting to make sure that you're healthy, and there's nothing wrong with also
BPAP.
Wanting to, you know, get an early detection, get an early jump on it, just in case, so that you're not surprised or ambushed.
BPAP is
right now. Indeed. Right now, we're going to go down, going to give a list of all the shows that we normally do every Monday after every show. And starting with Monday, of course, is the Hangout from 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time with your host, the Deadstream Angel, Robtron 3.0, JT the Black DSPN, yours truly, the Bishop. As it came, Tuesday we have DMVF Unleashed at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time with Black GOP, Mike B. check it out. We also, Wednesday is the Skybox at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time with your host, Chill, Champ, and Almond Joy. Be sure to check that out. Thursday is the mic check at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Check out the mic check for everything music. They will hit it all. Independent, mainstream, underground, they're going to cover it all. With your host, Chills and Almond Joy. And
Young
then,
Money.
Friday.
For those of you that are in relationships, are about to get into a relationship, check out His and Hers Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time with your host, of course, the man's behind it all, Poetry, his lovely wife, Dolce Diva, Almond Joy, Miss Free, and myself.
Is R. Kelly included in that?
No, R. Kelly. Not at all. There will not be any R. Kelly when it comes to relationships.
You know what? We need to go. I'm done.
I'm acting a fool. You should mute me now, yo, because Compound Fractures are fucking...
No.
Young Money.
Again, appreciate you calling into the show, my man. Again... Check us out. We are truly everywhere. Google us, TSOTS Productions. We are everywhere. Download us on your Apple products, BlackBerry products, now your Amazon products, and your Android products. And on that note, we are out. See you.
Maximum Spice. All right, see ya. Over and out.